Honestly, this is my biggest challenge. So yesterday, we've been in conversation with the service provider to provide some emergency relief to the essential services. You know, besides the hospitals taking care of us in respect of our health, children are also about for their exams. So education is key. So the Ghana Education Service has brought that to my attention. The Ghana Health Service has also brought this to my attention. However, discussions are very much advanced. And today I'm following up to ensure that we get those services provided to our people within the enclave.
A glimmer of hope and some resolution.
Sir, as you would self know, it's an emergency condition. I'm hoping today, by midday, we should see some relief because it's something which is there. Persons are getting wasted. Other medical concerns are also at risk of perishing.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to really work hard. As I speak with you, I have asked that we have an emergency meeting this morning on that, and with ECG and see how they can quickly organize that by close of day to give us some solutions, because it's becoming a major concern for my colleagues, the municipal chief executive, in the neighborhood, especially the Ilo area. And let me be very honest here. The people of Ilo have no challenge when it comes to the deployment of these new devices. All prominent people of the community, chiefs, i.e. citizens, have all approached me and told us that they have no issue with this. Even in Lower Manya, it's not too many places, some areas, and we're pleading with them as well. If you go to the Mon area, the Ponzungo, all those areas, if I mention them to you, you'll be surprised. Avo, Nwaso, Newtown, everybody, all those some areas have all received it. So you wonder why we are going through some of these challenges.